build their nests in trees.
Oh, that's a horse.
And what kind might build its nest up under the eaves?
That's wasp.
What kind would build it out? Maybe slap mud up there.
I don't know what it's stinging insect now, just dirt dauber. I don't think it wasn't stinging anybody, I don't think.
What do you call these little fish in the stream that you use for bait?
Minnows.
And if your wife wasn't careful to sweep down the walls and sweep out the corners, it might collect what?
Cobwebs.
Do you call it anything else when it's out of doors?
Spiderweb.
Now, these animals live in the water a good bit of the time. They have shells on their back. What do you call them? They can pull in their legs and their head under the shell.
Oh, turtles.
What do you call the kind that live out of the water most of the time?
Terrapin.
Now, I wonder if you'd show me how you'd call various the animals. How would you call cows from the pasture?
Silk heifer. Silk. Like that.
Would you mind just letting out?
I'd say, silk.
And what would you say to the cow while milking it to get it to stand still?
Saw.
And how would you call calves?
Same way you do a cow.
And horses, how do you call them?
I don't know. I never did fool them enough to know.
In from the pasture.
I don't.
What would you say to a horse to get it to urge it on a little bit? Riding it or driving?
Get up.
You remember make a clicking noise? To get
something like that.
What would you say to a horse to get it to slow down or stop?
Whoa.
And, I asked you about whether you ever used cattle for grabbing.
No, never did.
Did I ask you about that?
Yeah.
What would you say to a team of mules to get them to go to the left?
Haul.
And to the right?
G.
Would you show me how you call pigs to feed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, pee.
Would you just say that once, or would you say it again?
No, I'd continue. Just keep on.
And how would you call, you said you didn't have sheep.
No, I don't know anything about
that. Do you remember how any of the farmers that did would call them from pasture?
No, I don't.
When you're scattering corn to the chickens, what would you say?
Chicken.
And what word would you use to tell what kind of noise a calf makes when it's being weaned? Or
moo? Is that what you mean?
When a calf's being taken away from...
Well, it's a ball. Calf, ball.
And what kind of noise, what word would you use to tell what kind of noise a horse makes, say, during feeding time?
I don't know.
What, in general, what word you use to describe what noise a horse makes.
I mean, whinny, I reckon. Much better.
Well, when a bunch of instruments, a piano and violin and so on, are being played, what do they make? If the players are any good, they
you
don't
mean
make
the whole bunch together.
Yeah.
The orchestra, a band, or something.
Uh-huh. Well, they don't make noise and they don't make a racket. They make
music.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
If somebody's kind of odd, what word would you use to describe them?
Peculiar or queer or something.
Uh-huh. Well, there's some that I'm not sure that I got here.